India's exports to Iran have increased by 40% over the past year, and Indian officials expect further increase in this area. The sudden increase is a direct fallout of the United States and EU sanctions against Iran. Exports include rice, cereals, pharmaceutical products, machine tools, automobile parts, and steel. Rice and textile exports have witnessed the biggest jump.
The Textile Export Promotions Council, they have participated in international exhibition in Iran. Response has been very good, and I think we look forward for increasing our exports of textile products to Iran.
India's tea exports to Iran are also likely to surge by around 50% compared to the previous year.
Trade analysts believe that New Delhi has made a number of changes to its policies, and by encouraging exports to Iran, trade is expected to double and jump to around $6 billion in the months ahead.
The United States recently renewed 6 months waivers on sanctions for India, China, and 7 other countries in exchange for their agreement to reduce oil purchases from Iran. India pays for these imports in its own currency. Indian rupees are deposited in Iran's account in India's UCO Bank. This money is then utilized by Tehran to pay for imports from India.
India didn't bend to America on oil from Iran. They said, we can make some concessions, yes. And there is a UN sanction on, yes. But beyond a point, no. We will serve our own interests. Our interests mean that one refinery functions on Iranian oil. Iran is offering us barter, 45% of the trade oil purchases in barter, and you know, deferred credit, and they're going to lift it in rupees. It all benefits us.
Indian officials hope that a liberalized visa policy for businessmen from both sides is implemented soon.
We have to look at a regular exchange of business people from India and Iran, and therefore both the country has to look for a very favorable visa regime where long-term visa on multiple entry may be extended from both the sides on a reciprocal basis.
Indian exporters are now allowed to re-export goods to Iran. They only need to add 15% to the value of these goods. Sanjay Sethi, Press TV, New Delhi.